Hello, and welcome to This Might Be the News, the news podcast that claims to hold no actual information or facts about the last 7 days, but listen to us as we try and work out what just happened. It's the This Might Be the News Christmas office party tonight. So I've got an array of guests that you'll be familiar with from the last few months. And so I'm going to start off with my friend James.
Hello.
And my friend Paul.
Hello.
You guys have never done a cast together.
First time. Looking forward to that.
First time commenter.
Yeah. I mean, the fans don't know what to do with this. They're so used to you guys living in other worlds. But who would their favourite be?
I don't think there has to be a favourite. I think they can just enjoy all of us together.
There's no I in team.
Well, email in thismightbethenews@gmail.com with your favourite. Let me know so I can filter out the week.
If I'm not one of the favourites, just don't tell me. Just never ask me to do it again and we won't discuss it.
I'm just going to ghost you.
I'd be much happier with that approach.
Well, thank you both for joining me for the office Christmas party. I hope things get loose. Let's all just stay professional.
Of course. No photocopying your bum on the photocopier.
No. But if that does happen, we will be posting that on the Facebook.
Sure. It's good to get some content out there.
Also, no messing with the giant box of craft.
It's true.
That's
we shouldn't touch the craft box.
No.
That's Sophie's. She'll
have probably it. Confusing for the listeners. There is, in the flat we're in, a giant box of craft.
It's what you'd want at Christmas time.
It's got pipe cleaners, a little bit of tissue paper, some pens. It's great. £5, Hobbycraft.
Can't wait for the team building event.
Yeah, that's a nice entertainment sorted.
So, we're keeping it professional. Let's start with the facts.
Facts.
So, the facts. Been hearing a lot about it. Can't say I've heard much more than the name of it. The Snoopers Charter. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll be honest. You guys have heard a bit about it. I've just Googled it, so I've got some information on my phone. The Snoopers Charter. The first thing I'm thinking is like the Pink Panther theme tune. I'm just imagining.
I thought it might be, so it used to be Snoop Dogg, then it was Snoop Lion for a short period of time.
Yeah.
No, his new name.
Snoopers Charter. Yeah.
So this isn't legislation relating to Snoop Dogg?
We can't be sure. We don't know.
I thought we were going to have our first fact, but no.
Well,
we're on the fence.
California has legalised cannabis now.
Okay.
Fully. That was one of the things that kind of on the morning after the election.
One of the
California at least gets weed.
One of the less controversial decisions.
Which is great. Yeah. So maybe Snoop's now moved on to internet history.
Okay. So
feels like the logical step for him.
I think so. Career wise.
So fact number one: Snoop Dogg may or may not be involved in the Snoopers Charter.
Yes, gold stamped.
Stamped. Paul, James, which of you knows what the Snoopers Charter is?
Okay, well, you've pointed at me, so you've...
I can go if not.
No, I know a little bit about it.
Go for it, James.
So the first thing is the actual name is the Investigatory Powers Bill.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not just, as sexy, is it?
No, I mean, it doesn't have the glamour and it doesn't conjure up the Pink Panther theme tune.
I will say, though, whoever came up with the Snoopers Charter probably had it in for this initiative because it doesn't make you feel at ease, does it?
No.
No.
Like, no one ever went, oh, what's he doing? Snooping. Oh, cool. Continue. Carry on.
It's not an attribute you look for in a partner. It's like, oh, he's a snoop. Like, he's constantly snooping into your things.
He's a real, yeah.
Which does raise the question as to why Snoopy, the character, was so enduringly popular.
It's odd. I think dogs...
He'll be. I imagine they'll get him involved for the branding exercise of this.
Yes. Is it like how, so, like, the Muppets did, was it a Warburton's advert or something? And they've got various other, like, cartoon characters doing, like... banking and stuff.
Yeah.
So Snoopy's going to be taken on as the government.
They'll make him cutesy and like, oh, it's fine. Snoopy's involved with it. No bad could be going there.
I just want to know all of the websites you visited in the last year. But it's fine because it's a cute dog.
And I'm a cartoon dog.
Yeah.
What could a cartoon dog do with that information?
Exactly. The cartoon dog remake of 1984 featuring Snoopy.
So we know the real name of it, James. What is it?
So it's basically legislation that's now been passed. So it's not under discussion, it's happening. They now have the ability to do this. They can. The key thing is it's online data, so they can check the websites you've been to,
right?
And they can actually hack devices, so like mobile phones, laptops, things like that. They can intercept them. to look at data there as well.
And so can they see what I'm looking at, or are they just can they just see where I am? And
no. So if you've gone on to, you know, bigbustywenches.com,
right? Yeah, my favorite.
Just as an example, not saying you would do that.
I came a little bit too quickly to your mind. Is that front and center right now?
It's
homepage.
You know, it's alliterative. It rolls off the tongue.
Okay.
Anyway, if you went to that website and you were perusing a certain video, they would not be able to see the video you were perusing, just that you had been to that site. So it's...
You could be watching their instructional video on baking.
You could be on...
they're just like, no, you're on the naughty side of the website.
You could be on the complaints page saying, I disagree with everything you're doing and you should respect women more.
Three or four times a week, I will visit the complaints page of bigbustywenches.com.
You thought it was just an appreciative page about busts.
Yeah. Well, one of Paul's main gripe is, he's, you know, what about small busty wenches? You know, let's not ignore them. Stop making such a niche in this market.
Don't
include everyone.
Them. Don't punish them.
They just reply back and set up the website if you feel that strongly about it.
Yeah, they're maybe an admin. I've been doing their SEO. It's great.
Great, skyrocketed.
Yeah.
So they can actually see what we're visiting. This sounds a little intrusive.
Oh, massively. Yeah.
Do we know the justification?
Security.
Yeah. That big kind of umbrella term. For meaning, it's just like, oh yeah, you haven't done anything wrong, but we just want to check in case you do something wrong.
So I think I have, so I went on the Coventry Telegraph's website to find out what the deal was here.
It's where you go for the big stories.
They are,
they
are a leading publication when it comes to the truth. And, I mean, I might not be able to find it now, but, so all my facts are gone. Now I got it here. And they gave me a list of everyone that now gets my data. And did you see it, James? I think we were talking about it.
Some of them were really bizarre.
Was it the food?
The Food Standards Agency. Like, what do they think is going to happen? Like, a terrorist is going to go, I know, I'm going to put salmonella in chicken and I'm going to get...
I'm going to make an exploding blancmange.
Don't you think people are eating enough carbs or enough protein? We'd better just go look at what people are Googling and what website.
At any point does this get... Do you look at how secure the government is in terms of third party data, and at what point? Because obviously already you've got people watching everything you do online, because advertising, which comes up, you can Google anything and then you'll, or even if someone posts something on your Facebook page and then you'll get certain words will suddenly come in your right hand side.
I think the difference is that's more anonymous, so that's kind of like, it's an algorithm and it basically it just links the two. Whereas this, they could specifically go in. And one thing that is important to say, I think, is that they can't do this willy-nilly. They do need a warrant. It's not like they're all just going to be going, oh, I wonder what Jim in Bermondsey was up to last Wednesday. Let's have a peek.
So it's like being able to search a house. They need approval every time they look at what we're looking at?
Yeah.
You do wonder sometimes, though, how easy those warrants will be given out. I imagine there's, in terms of like cause for suspicion.
Yeah, there's just someone at a desk going, yeah, go do it. Go look.
Let's have a look at what they're doing. I'm sure the government don't have that much on, so I imagine a lot of people are just...
And so, don't worry about Brexit. Let's just have a little snoop.
And one of the others, the Welsh Ambulance Services need our internet.
No, I mean, you know, this one's an obvious one, isn't it?
What do you reckon they're going to do with it?
I mean, I didn't
preempt an injury? Look at people Googling
ladders. Oh, he's going to fall. Let's keep an eye on him.
And he's got Amazon Prime, so the ladder could be there imminently.
People watching YouTube videos of like how to cut food the wrong way.
Yeah.
Just imagine that 999 Lifesavers one. It always comes to mind where the woman was holding a burger while she cut it and then wondered why the knife went through her palm.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, So they need it too. Now, I imagine people are upset about this. People must be up in arms. Who's is it the left? Is it the left again? Are they annoyed?
Yeah, is it Liberty? The organisation who, they had a petition which had 130,000 signatures on it to go against this bill.
Right.
Funnily enough, like most petitions, it didn't do a huge amount.
So what I heard was, though, the reason they had to fast track this was because everything was going to run out.
Yeah, it was expiring this year.
At the end of the year. How does the system work where just all legislation has an expiry date where it ends up like that film where any crime can be committed?
The Purge. I imagine it's the case that you go, you don't want to put it, definitely situations change, so you want to have a reviews process so that everything goes through and is constantly updated.
Yeah.
But yeah, they did really kind of rush it through.
because I don't know if I'm just exhausted by all the other bad decisions that have been made this year, but I don't even feel that strongly about this one.
Really? Because the reason they rushed it through, and as much as, you know, like the left are up in arms and there's 130,000 signatures, for the most part, because obviously there's been so many other dominant news stories in the press at the moment, it's gone largely unnoticed. I don't think many people are aware just like how much things have changed.
It's a great time to sneak something in under the radar.
Is that because it's Christmas or because it's Brexit?
Everything. Bit of both. I think you've got lots of stuff which is dominating the news, and this is never going to be able to...
You've got Honey G.
You've got Honey G.
They were like, Honey G's being kicked out of the X Factor, push some legislation through. What have we got? What bad ideas?
Let's check Honey G's internet history. Just constantly Googling it 3 a.m. with self-doubt going, oh, am I bad? Am I a little bit racist? Like, what is this cultural appropriation?
What are the lyrics to the song I'm going to rap tomorrow?
Exactly.
Who is Vanilla Ice?
How can I get more offensive? Oh, there's nothing. Wow, Google's really come back. I'm Google must
peak,
be broken.
I'm at peak offence.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, it's another one of these smoke screens that conspiracy theory me sort of keeps pushing that sort of, yeah, while everyone's talking about Brexit or Bake Off or whatever, they push through this stuff.
Well, I think this is something Theresa May tried to do a while ago, and it didn't really get past the first step, and obviously now she's got the top job. She's in a position. So I think this is something that she has driven quite a lot.
So this is one of her home office things from back in the day.
I think so. It's one of it's always an interesting period in kind of the first 6 months after someone takes any position of power, of seeing what they really want to put as their kind of, you have your flagship things for your legacy when you leave, but also when you first come in, you're like, oh, I can push this through. This is something I've been working on a long time.
Yeah.
So it's clearly something that she really feels strongly about, particularly when Brexit is still kind of dragging on.
This is one of the things that annoys me, though. Theresa May does not have a mandate to do anything that they didn't campaign for. In the general election in 2015, and she seems to be really ignoring that fact.
Oh, it's really fun for her just to like push stuff through.
She's like, and I hated the wallpaper. I'm changing that.
Yeah, I'll change everything.
Why not? 10 down in the streets getting a B-day. She's always wanted one.
Yeah, we've got... I don't know.
One thing about it I thought was really, really cheeky, and I don't know if you guys know this, but basically the MPs made themselves exempt from it.
Oh, sure, right.
Which, I mean, they're never the most popular people anyway. Like, you know, you kind of invite a lot of criticism if you take that job. But to then be like, yeah, we're going to spy on all of you lot,
yeah,
but you just need to trust that we are good as gold. We're not Googling anything weird. You know, no one's Googling how to peel the orange and
because
get the coat hanger just right.
If
so
we
can...
know anything about MPs, is they are squeaky clean.
Absolutely.
And never have anything to hide.
Nothing
definitely
to see
never
here.
Snorting cocaine off prostitutes' breasts.
No illegal birdhouses that were expensed.
Yeah, moats, anything like that. They're really good at accountancy.
They're just on solitaire, all of them.
They'll just be on Rightmove all the time, just looking at their second and third houses.
It's true. So how can we get around this? Let's give some advice to our listeners. What sort of hacky ways can we get around this Snoopers chart?
Go outside.
What, engage with...
the world. With nature.
What, like go offline?
I know, it's very sad.
You sound confused.
How can you download our podcast if you are offline?
We're going to do a written transcript to send around.
Go, mate, the only website you should go on is whatever the one is that you get this podcast from.
That would be a great bump for this podcast if the government just saw that everyone was just downloading this. They'd be like, oh, what's going on?
I feel like we'd get investigated.
Oh, yeah, actually.
I don't want them seeing what... Not that I've been on anything weird, obviously. No,
sure.
No bigbustywenches.com for me.
Well, it's that idea. The thing for me is that of going like, oh, well, if you haven't done anything wrong, then you've got no reason to be fearful. But it's just outrageously intrusive. And there's certain stuff that, yes, maybe isn't a legal issue, but is something which is private, which you wouldn't want kind of pasted around the internet. Yeah. Sophie just mouthed at me like, what? But you don't know. If you're buying an engagement ring for your wife, you might use a Googling incognito, as the advert says.
So my question, would that work? So if you use Googling incognito or private browsing, does that just...
No, that's everything you look on there is very much on your internet history.
It's just
not on your personal...
I imagine
history.
That's a big red
it
flag.
It gets rid of all the cookies.
That's literally like out of sight, out of mind. Like, if you can't see it, it didn't happen.
If your girlfriend can't see it, it didn't happen. But the government can.
Perfect. That's how I like it.
Learn about that, readers.
So other than going into the real world and not going on any dodgy websites or any websites that we wouldn't want the government knowing about.
You can reroute your IP address. You can use Deflector.
Oh, yeah?
Which you only ever really see. And that is kind of, when people are using that, you're like, oh, maybe you do have something to hide. But that is, people use the dark web. And it just means that your IP address comes up in a different country to where you are.
Oh, sneaky. We think our person in Curacao is doing this, don't we?
Maybe. Unless we've got a big Curacao fan.
Because we keep shouting out, and I know Sophie will do a shout out later in the podcast to a Curacao fan.
She's got a fact.
But they haven't got back to us. This fan.
They could be shy.
They keep listening, but we ask for a photo, we ask for a little message, just a hi, I'm here, chilling in a hammock, drinking out of a coconut, listening to the news. And then listening to our podcast, because this definitely isn't the news. No, so we think maybe the person in Curacao doesn't actually know that they're in Curacao.
Or have we considered that actually the person in Curacao is planning to start a rival podcast? Like, this might be the news Curacao edition, and they don't want to give the game away.
Franchise could be stealing all of our same material. And listeners, I'd like to, I am doing big bunny ears around material.
But what about your pages and pages of notes, Paul, that you've written all of your jokes?
Yes, you know, all the research we do. I don't know, it could be a castaway situation. It could be like Tom Hanks with Wilson. And just some way of only downloading podcasts and not being able to respond to us.
Somehow he's getting it through one of those little old radios.
I mean, it doesn't... Yeah. We broadcast this, don't we? It's like 97.9. I imagine.
Yeah, 97.9 FM. Yeah, that's...
Radio 1.
Is that Radio 1? Well, we're trying... Yeah, we're fighting them for the FM address.
The battle of the radio stations.
Anyway, we digress. So we think this is a bad thing. There's not much we can do about it. We've tried to help our listeners. The advice is go offline, stop going on weird websites. If you do feel more strongly about it, I guess write to your... Join that petition.
Well, I think that might gather a bit of weight. I think there's a lot of people who, now that it's happened, they're like, oh, wait, hang on a minute. No, I'm not sure about that. So there's more of a movement now, to take it to court.
And we always have our safety net in the UK, which is the House of Lords. So anything that they can contest it. I mean, a lot of them will be like, what's this internet you're talking about?
What is interweb?
How do I get my BlackBerry to go online?
This sounds like one for 2017. Yeah. And then put it off.
But it can be re-debated and there can be stuff. Kind of, if you get, what is it, 100,000 signatures, it has to be debated in the House of Commons. I don't know if that debate's happened yet, but there'll be.
If you feel strongly, go sign it.
Or in the meantime, other thing you can do, just go around the house of someone you don't like and then just do all the weird stuff you want to Google on their internet history.
Yeah. Great idea. Do that. Get a friend's
tweet
laptop.
Tweet an MP with dodgy links.
Yeah.
But change the URL address.
So he clicks on it.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's all we've got time for. Thank you both for helping with the facts. Cheers. Task Force. This week on Task Force, I've had a call. She's not my favourite person, as we were just discussing. Theresa May's given me a call. I don't know where they all keep getting my number from.
Are you broadcasting anywhere? Are you going around Westminster with the little flyers saying I'm going
to have to look it up, because I want some peace at least over the Christmas period.
Theresa May.
Welcome, Sophie, and your Theresa May impression.
Thank you for having me.
She's called me and she's gone... She's just left a short voicemail. Rory, I need you to help me with this old person issue that we've got. And then she put down the phone in a rush. Both of you, I think, have got an idea of what this old person issue is. Sophie, what's this old person story that you've heard?
Yeah, I mean, I can't maybe say less about the issue, even though there obviously is an issue, but more that we should all celebrate the fact that the oldest person in the world, Emma, from Italy.
Emma?
No surname? Like Seal or Beyonce? Emma?
That's what, after you're 100, you don't have a surname. It just drops, because she's probably the only Emma.
Who's
that age?
Like
over
100. Who do you mean? Emma? Old Emma.
Oh, Emma. Yeah. No, Emma. She's turned 117 this week.
Yeah.
Isn't that impressive?
That doesn't sound like
an
issue.
She's got a huge cake as well from the picture.
Good for her. I mean, Emma doesn't sound like a very Italian name.
No, I mean, she's a shadow of a woman.
God, yeah, you've got a picture.
Like, all right. I've got a picture.
A strong breeze is just going to carry her away.
She also has a poncho, which I obviously really respect.
Yeah, you're always behind that.
But they didn't fit 117 cans on the cake, which I think they should have made the effort.
Oh, yeah. Make an effort. Get a couple of... is it Colin the Caterpillars? Wow. You can get a load of candles on him.
I mean, Rory, come on. She's 117. She's probably had 1,000 Colin the Caterpillars. She need another one, does
but
she?
They also might have done 116, 115 candles, maybe for the last 10, and they've just gone to Emma. It's too much. But
this one is in the newspaper, and they didn't know that, did they?
Also, idiots. Love that you've got her having so many cakes per birthday there. 117 years old, 1,000 cakes.
Figure of speech, Rory.
Sorry. So what do we think the issue would be with her?
Well, basically, I kind of was looking in it and thinking, like, what do you get a woman that's 117? Like, what red letter day would...
Coffin.
That's not a red letter day. Ooh, you get a chance in a coffin. Feel what it's like when you're dead.
It's a lot more expensive than I'd be happy to pay for.
Coffins are expensive. You'd be helping her out.
It'd be so bleak, though. She doesn't have to worry about that. She doesn't have to worry about it.
It would be a weight off her mind, though, knowing that was bought in advance.
Or a coffin of candy floss.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
She'd just eat it before she'd die.
Oh, a coffin made of candy floss, not full of...
Yeah. Okay. She could eat the lid, though, couldn't she?
Well, like, each way out, she comes back from the dead.
No, but if she ate
like
the
candy
lid.
Floss zombie.
She ate the lid, she can. It means that when she dies, that she can be easily put into the coffin.
Yeah, we can make her a marshmallow pillow.
Brilliant. That sounds magnificent.
Okay, so your concern is that, basically, we don't know what to do with old people when they get this old.
Well, I'm more concerned about the birthday presents, personally. Yeah. But, yeah, there is a problem.
I read a story, and just before we get into it, I will say, so Theresa May has called you this week.
Yeah,
she's no spring chicken, you know. Just gonna say,
maybe
right
we're making plans for Theresa.
Yeah, maybe you're not think a bit closer to home, love.
Yeah.
So the story I read was basically in Japan, what they've been doing. So they've had a bit of a problem with elderly drivers. I know it's a stereotype you all hear, but the stats back it up, and basically there've been some really tragic accidents with elderly people in Japan where they've run people over, they've killed people, and it's becoming a problem because Japan has a massive aging population, so you've got more and more elderly drivers, you're having more and more accidents, and the rate was going up quite dramatically.
Right.
This is really serious, sorry, but do you...
No, it's going to get lighter.
I know, do you think they're like the next suicide bomber?
No, I don't think they're like behind the wheel again. You young people, like they're blind.
Just throwing it out there.
They're confused. They're not being like, a lot of them were like, they're driving the wrong way up the motorway. They're clearly just...
Oh, right.
They've lost
their
marbles a bit. And basically, the solution the government have come up with is that they've given them a discount on ramen,
right.
So noodles, if they hand in their driving licence. Which, I've got to say, like, it's pretty innovative.
Has
I'm assuming as well that
and,
they, like...
And I'm now reading that in Japan, they now sell more nappies for old people than they do for babies.
I mean, that doesn't shock me. So the stats that I read basically, like... A shockingly high number of their population are over like 60 or 70.
That must be so annoying, like, to add on to the pension. Again, another thing that's an issue in Britain, but like to not only have to provide for your own like living when you're older, but also nappies on top.
That's not what you save up for. You save up for golf and Downton Abbey or whatever. You don't watching that. So this is really helpful. So what you guys are both telling me is that this old people thing is out of control. Old people are having unplannable birthdays. We're having to buy them noodles. I heard that all the old people voted for Brexit. All of them.
Yeah, I heard all of them.
Actually, my granddad didn't. He said to me...
Did he not vote?
No, he said, who do you want me to vote for? Because I'm probably not going to be alive to see it happen.
That's so sweet. See, that's...
Sweet and bleak and equal measure.
That is very generous.
He's very fatalistic about death. He once described it as, do you know much about cricket? Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm not scoring any runs, but, you know, I'm staying in. That's how he views life. He's just hanging in there.
Oh, okay.
I understand that, and I don't watch cricket. That's
we don't
good.
Need to deal with him.
No.
No, that's sporting
reference. And also, thank you, Grandad James.
He's called Ray.
Ray.
Shout out to Ray if you're listening. You
Hello
definitely aren't. But...
to my boy Ray.
Okay, so these old folks, what are we going to do about them?
Well, I mean, I think we've got two ways of looking at it. So,
yeah.
One, in terms of like how they're interacting in society. So, like, I say it's a stereotype, but I think it also is probably reasonably accurate that they're a bit of a menace behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other problems they're causing in society? So, my big gripe is, you know, when you're in the supermarket,
yeah,
and there's some unknown reason, except to anyone but them, they've decided to pay in change. you know, how are we going to fix? Because that is holding up lines, and it's all probably costing us millions over the year.
Because they don't even know their PIN numbers, do they?
No.
It's hard, though. They've probably got a couple, because they've been told to do separate PIN numbers, when really everyone's just got the same PIN number. All the younger generation use the same PIN number, but the older generation, because they've been told, do separate ones, and then they forget it. But we all know, we will all forget it.
Well, in my day, we did what we were told, and if we had two PINs, we stuck to it. We had two different PINs.
Now they've got PIN numbers, and then they've got a little book that they take out when they get the PIN, when they get the card out, and in it, it's got all the PIN numbers with, like, Amazon, Tesco card.
Yeah, and then there's one of these sneaky young people behind them.
Yeah, getting a photo.
Clocking what all their passwords are. Next thing you know.
Well, so the idea I've got is that basically we employ one of the big tech companies, you know, maybe Google, someone like that.
Yeah.
And they can basically just develop a specific line of technology for all people that's really simple to use. You know, like you've got the thumbprint activation now on the iPhones.
Yeah.
Instead of that, you know, like old people do, like really like a phlegmy cough or something like that.
Yeah,
that's how they can like log in. They're like,
there must be other ones because they don't all have.
How can
coughs.
I help? Well, you know, something like that. They're like, how can I help Jeff? And he goes, you know.
Do you think your voice? Like, what point do your does your voice end up being like this? So, because that's all question, an old people thing, isn't it?
When do you get the old person voice?
When does this become this?
I've just had a worry, guys. Are we being ageist? Are we being realistic or are we being ageist?
Definitely, but I hope people are getting that this is like, we're joking.
Yeah. I apologise for our over 60 listeners.
I was thinking.
I think we've got a few listeners that are pensioners.
Okay.
I've made that up, but we need to work on that.
I think that's a nice idea. I think the voice control, because only old people have that voice.
You wouldn't be able to hack into it.
So what we need to sense for like a kind of wither in the voice.
Yes.
And then what do we
when
do?
I was a boy.
Yeah, like a vibrato.
We've got an app that detects the voice of an old person. What do we do with it?
Well, just as we like, imagine a more evolved Siri, but like a really specific Siri to like, have you checked the gases off?
Is the gas off?
Siri doesn't.
And then Siri, then Siri goes, I can confirm the gas is off.
But only if the old lady does it.
What setting is the heating on?
Why are we both being old ladies? Do an old man.
What setting is the heating on?
Fantastic.
And then the Siri goes, oh, it's on 22 degrees. Crank it up to 30.
and are all those kind of phrases plugged into it, like crank it up?
Yeah, yeah. And it will have all these really anachronistic phrases, exactly. So we just tailor it.
Isn't that glorious?
The oldie days.
I have a
he's a few whiskers short of a kitten. Ah, mean you want some eggs?
How many shillings is that?
I have a granny that has a friend called Patsy, and they went on a trip. They saw a sunflower field.
Was the trip to Switzerland?
And my mum's boyfriend, who's like a geezer, top cockney geezer, and this lady Patsy just turned around and goes, oh goodness, those sunflowers, they just make my heart surge.
When will we get to speak like that?
I think we can speak like that now if we want.
Maybe we'll be shunned, but... Yeah.
I think if we stick with it, people will accept us.
Okay.
So I've got a different take on it, if I may.
Go for it.
Colonies.
Right.
Ooh, okay.
Keep going. Yeah.
Right. So I've always... Me and my friends have always spoken about this, but... In modern living, you don't know what's going to happen in the future. And I think, what about getting all the old people... I know we've got old people's homes... But I'm not talking old people's homes. I'm talking like let's revamp the old people's home and make it somewhere that where you should be lucky to go. You know, where you've got your friends around you, where you can meet people, like-minded people, where birthdays are not just you sitting in a home with a cake with 117. They would have put 117 cans on that cake because that's what they would have wanted.
This is I had a similar idea. Like we revamp old people's home. I think this is great.
Yeah,
make this them better.
So I think first of all. Get them like somewhere like where there's nice weather, like that's one of the main gripes, isn't it, that we all have, but especially when you're older, you're like, oh, it's miserable.
I'm just thinking about the problems in my actual argument, in the sense that at the moment it's quite hard to find or get the like pay for the labour to look after the old people. But how about, and this is maybe a little bit dictatorish, but we get every person above the age of 80 to go into one of these colonies. And so some people I know who are 80 are very able-bodied. Yeah. And it means that they support those who maybe aren't as able-bodied.
Sounding a bit sort of like half Logan's Run, half sort of like a work camp. Like they have to support the weaker ones.
It is a bit campish.
So there's this thing in Holland where they get young people to live in care homes and basically be companions to the old people, but the young people get to live there for free.
I've got it.
So it works out for everyone. The young people get a free place to stay. The old people get some companionship.
I think that's amazing.
I've got the idea.
What is it?
What we do is young offenders, instead of just sending them in to, you know, like you're into a GV centre.
Oh, I'm already ready.
Hear me out. Instead of sending them into a juvenile detention centre, you send them into these new communities. They live with
vulnerable people.
And they get to learn. Obviously, you'll have to have guards and stuff there.
Guards?
They'll be like friendly but well trained people on hand. Like, they're not going to get involved unless anything goes wrong.
A PC Bloody Noddy.
No, what they'll do, they'll be like the caterers. So they'll just be like this really massive like lunch man just handing out. I was about to say gruel. We don't want that. Really nice casserole. And then
he sounds like he's just got out of prison or is doing like community.
No, he's like, I'm imagining like a Secret Service agent but dressed as a dinner lady. So this is anyway, and then they go in there and they learn about from the old people like what life was like in the 20s. They then get more appreciation
in the 20s.
For how much they've got.
How old are these people?
They're in their 90s and 117 is how old they are.
Poor old Emma sat there getting her purse nicked by this guy that should be in prison, but we've let loose in a care home.
I'm imagining like a really sentimental, heartwarming film. What you're just on a grand scale.
You're like part of the PR project for it, by the sounds of it. But the reality of the situation is, it's more what Rory says.
You're saying you'd rather go to prison than hang out with your grandparents.
I'm saying the opposite.
No, because they need to learn their lesson, these young offenders.
But this is, they can do it in a constructive way.
Okay. I like your thought. I thought it was really good. I thought it had some interesting ideas. I think the model they've got in Holland might be a little bit more, maybe a step towards where you're going, but might be a step in the right direction.
Less extreme. However, it is right up Teresa's street. She loves shit like that. She loves a really...
Darling, I love it.
So you basically said, you've got a bad idea, but she is going to bite, so we're going to go with it.
2016, if anything, has been the year of bad ideas. And I think your idea is perfect. It's going to tackle two of her biggest issues. She probably hates old people. She definitely hates criminals. Let's pair them up and make them each other's problem.
I don't want to be like the architect of this horrible idea. Like, I had the best intentions.
Oh, it's good.
I was imagining like all of these like profound moments where this like inner city kid goes, "Oh my god, you lived through the
war."
That's
why you're going to pop
the PR. I get it.
It's going to be called the James Tiffin Project.
Oh, no,
and people will refer to it like some of the dark, how we refer to some of the darkest moments in history.
Not on a house pitch.
I was hoping no one would make that comparison, but you've done it.
James Tiffin Project. We don't say it anymore.
Do you remember that time we put all those old people in the house with the prisoners?
How did that go?
Oh, what,
poorly.
Do you mean the unspeakable year? Yes, the James Tiffin Project. Ah, yes, I know it well. Anyway, that is all we've got time for with Task Force this week. Thank you for coming up with an idea that Teresa would be proud for. Merry Christmas, Mrs. May. Yes, you sorted. And thank you both.
Quiz?
So, the quiz. It's been a real year of quizzing on This Might Be The News. I'd say between Sophie and Paul... I'd say Paul's maybe won a couple more than you, Sophie.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a couple of times. Who's keeping tallies?
Well, yeah. Not me, because that would be very uncharacteristic of this podcast, of any kind of preparation.
Or record.
I wasn't involved in Task Force, but can I make one quick recommendation?
Please.
Very quick. The best book I've read this year is, this is a genuine recommendation, it's called Being Mortal by Atul Gawande.
Right.
Who's a surgeon from the US, and it's all about aging populations and how we could possibly deal with them. It's a real great read.
How do you manage to come along while we're just spatting about some weird idea and then, oh, I'm so profound.
No, it's a great read.
Sounds amazing.
The last 30 seconds have been way too highbrow for this podcast.
Absolutely.
But all your...
Bring it down, Paul.
When they Google it, though, go straight to a porn website. Got it. That's how we get him.
He's brought it back.
Losers!
In.
Loser, busty wenches, bitches!
Okay, so it's the quiz. I've got a note here saying work out the fifth question. I never did that. This is a four question.
Can I do the fifth question?
That seems unfair.
Yeah, okay.
okay, we'll do a special question from James. James will come in for the fifth question.
Swoop in from where?
It's a Christmas treat.
Oh, and this week it's a showbiz special. You ready?
Yes.
That is the one bit of news I have not prepared
for. Yeah, I know nothing of the biz.
Question number one. The trailer for the new Mummy movie came out this week.
Oh, no.
Who will star in it?
Safe.
Yeah.
Honey G.
Good guess, but no.
I would watch that. The new Mummy.
Whoa, what's going on here? Is it a mummy?
You say mummy, I say G.
Mummy G.
Yes.
Done.
So someone's in the new Mummy film.
Yeah.
Paul The Rock.
No, it's Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
He needs more work, clearly.
Yeah.
Cruisy boy.
Question
I
number
feel like
two.
He'll have mummy issues as well.
Amongst other issues.
Yes. Scientology.
Number two. Why did Jennifer Aniston this week say that Friends will never come back? What does she think the reason is?
Soph.
Go for it.
I sort of said Soph without thinking of the answer.
No.
Or is it because they're all too old and they won't commission something that's too old?
No.
I was going to go for the old one as well. I thought that might be.
Were you?
Yeah, I was thinking because they're too old, they can't do it. Have any of them fallen out? Or
I was thinking because maybe like she's had sex with all of them.
But
I didn't want to make her seem like a slag because she's cool.
Cool. Well, it's good that her name's gone unbesmirched.
Yes.
So the answer is because everyone's on their phones these days and it just wouldn't work. People wouldn't believe it because they just sit there in a coffee shop talking like real people and everyone would be like, that would never happen.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
We believe it. I mean, there's so many other shows.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's lots of other shows where people speak.
I think she's trying to get out of it.
Yeah. She just sounds like she loves texting.
Have a word.
Okay. One of you will get this probably just by guessing.
Don't look, Paul.
Question number three. Okay. Who was 2016's highest paid musician?
Paul.
Oh, sorry.
Paul went in Paul. First, but that was a weird little noise she made.
Adele?
No, she was in the top five.
I was going to say one and it's not. I don't know why I was going for this, but Ellie Goulding.
No, not Ellie Goulding. Mm. It was Taylor.
Oh!
Of course it was.
Swift.
She earned loads
Swift
of money.
Transactions.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, question number four. Who does everyone think is pregnant this week?
Paul. Not me. I don't know what name she's going by these days, but Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
Have you seen the meme, which is when Liam Payne first comes in for the audition on The X Factor?
No.
And winks at her when he was 14. Ooh.
How old she? How
that
she
does then? Something weird to me.
10 years. 10 years older.
At least, I think.
Maybe.
But you know, it's That's fine. He's of age now.
Women are going for younger men these days.
There is a great and second recommendation of the podcast, the last one.
Here we
great sketch on SNL, which is called Meet Your Second Wife.
Yep.
Yeah, and it reminds me of that. It's a game show and then all these kids come out and it's like, you'll marry in 20 years. It's very funny.
That is creepy, but yeah, very
But that weird. Reminds me of that. It's
That's
like, oh.
Very appropriate for this.
When
this
did you
world.
First meet? When he was 14 and he winked at me.
And so James has got the final question. Will Sophie make this a draw?
So this is my guest question. This is actually from the Christmas quiz that I'm writing for work. What is Vladimir Putin's middle name?
Paul, is it the lad?
No.
Sophie. Thor.
No, it's better than either. It's Vladimirovich.
Right.
Vladimirovich.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so Russian. And apologies if that's news to any Russian fans, but that is a very Russian thing to do. There was someone who applied for a job with us who it was some Andrei Shevich or something.
Yeah.
I think that must be a thing where you just take the first bit of you.
They run out of ideas.
Sofonozhich.
Yes.
I've got other questions.
Rory Ranovich.
We will end that there with Paul having won.
Yes.
With one
point.
It's a classic score for This Might Be the News. That's usually only 1 point is all you need to win.
What a game.
That's the quiz. That's the
That's the way it is. And congratulations, Paul.
Thank you, Soph.
Well, thank you, Paul, Sophie, James, and the listener for putting up with the last half hour or 40 minutes, whatever it is. Thank you for joining me on This Might Be the News. And I look forward to spending the next few hours with you all at the This Might Be the News Christmas party.
Woo!